The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Now it's time for the Consumer Fight Back Show. And here's your host, the Credit Master himself, Bruce Danielson.
Hey, hello, greetings, good morning, and welcome back. As Frank just, our announcer just said, you're listening to the Consumer Fight Back report. We are a weekly talk show, and for all you new listeners, which we hear during the week there's going to be some, we are live from our own studios here in Dallas, Texas. We're in North Dallas in a suburb called Plano, and we are a show regarding consumer advocacy, and we're particularly about escaping economic bondage, or in other words, what can you do if credit trouble finds you? I'm your host, Bruce Danielson, and it's Tuesday, a cold Tuesday in North Dallas. We've had a ice storm with sleet, and we're supposed to get, God forbid, 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight in North Dallas. Things are messed up here, accidents all over the place, but it's warm here in the studio, and we are going to talk about some very important things to consumers today to stay out of trouble, get out of trouble. Life is dangerous. And with me is the lady with opinions, JD.
Good morning and welcome.
All right. You didn't freeze up, JD?
No, I didn't. I am here.
Okay. With opinions. And anyway, you can pick us up on Voice America. You can go to firststone.com, F-I-R-S-T, not one S-T. We get that comment all the time. Is that one S-T? No, it's F-I-R-S-T, S-T-O-N-E. And or consumerfightback.com, and probably the People's Credit Bureau. Anyway, and of course, all the Voice America situations, voiceamerica.com. What are we going to talk about today?
Well, we are going to get into fraud, okay, and the latest scams. So we're going to talk about fraud and scams on the first segment of the show, and then we're going to talk about credit repair scams on the second part of the show. So we'll get into this really in depth.
And in the berry corner, we're going to tell you about some good things. Those are strawberries. And bad things, those are raspberries. So something you need to do. We are here. We want the U.S. of A. and all of the world, if possible, but the U.S. of A, to be healthy and doing well. And the secret to that, if you study history and some of the smart guys, it'll tell you the truth, the whole truth. It's the middle class that's made this country great. It's okay to be rich. It's not okay to use it to screw up the middle class. So we're in the business. We've been doing this for 25 years next month. Actually, it's a little longer, but officially. And this, our sponsoring advertiser, First Stone Credit Counseling and First Stone Auto Group and the First Stone Companies and some others are in the business of helping the people, middle class, rich, poor, get out of trouble and be productive. And when there are scams around, even the biggest of the big, people that keep the Consumer in Economic Bondage, we call it. And the way to best way to do that is with your credit score, okay? But it's not the only way to keep you in bondage. And when the economy is struggling, fraud is booming.
Booming.
Right?
Absolutely booming.
And it's been said a scam is like a good novel. Must be very convincing. It needs to be somewhat new. Therefore, the scam artist must keep abreast of consumer interest, where consumers spend their money and what makes consumers tick, which different age groups think differently and get scammed differently. Once they get things stabilized and people age and younger people get caught up in the scams. Yes. So there are new ones on a daily basis, and there is actually a fraud research center at the University of Stanford or Stanford University in California. It is estimated that the financial cost of the American consumer is close to $40 or $50 billion a year. I think it's a heck of a lot higher than that, though.
That's amazing. Absolutely amazing. Billions.
According to the FTC, that's the Federal Trade Commission, who we identify as the business and credit police for the United States. It's not the only group. In fact, there are other groups. Fraud complaints are up 800% since in the last 10 years here. Okay. And most of the recent scammers are not located in the United States.
Isn't that interesting?
It's the internet, right?
It's over the pond.
The internet that was invented by, not Al Gore, but the U.S. military, had a system that was around for a long time that you could do things back and forth to all the bases around the world, in case you didn't know that. So, anyhow... Some of the latest scams are theft of identity, of course, and a lot of people are joining forces with whatever it takes to make some money, which in itself is a scam itself. These guys that claim they're going to get you out of credit trouble and protect you from having your identity stolen are scams themselves. Yes. And the credit bureaus like doing business with them because they make money selling credit reports. Mm-hmm. So there are a number of different outfits around that you would think are okay. But we had an interesting call this week. In fact, it was yesterday from some people on the West Coast. And they were saying that 30 to 50% of everything they see is now a scam. Yes. So there's tech support scams. We ourselves have had a call several times from a tech support group who claims to be a tech support group. It sounds like Microsoft. And they holler, "We are Windows protectors. We are the Windows Protection Agency." I said, "Well, Windows, isn't that Microsoft?" "Oh, yes. Well, are you Microsoft?" "Well, no, but your computer has been hacked." I said, "Well, we have a couple of protections on there." "Well, they don't protect you from what you need protection from." I said, "Norton doesn't?" "Well, they protect you from this and that, but not from what we do." "Oh."
That sounds rather vague.
Yes.
Very vague.
So we know some people that tested them out one time, and their computer was never the same. In fact, these people were reading all the scam mail themselves and helping scam the people. So watching on those, and there's all kinds of things. Whatever you can come up with is a bad situation. And... So The first set of scams we wanted to talk about was what, J.D.?
Well, we have a long list of types of scams. One of the things I did want to say that some of the countries that are involved in some of these scams are like China and India and Pakistan, Russia, Ukraine, and Eastern Europe. But the majority of the latest 2015 scams are from India and Pakistan. So I thought that was interesting.
Who are a little hard to understand, right?
Really, very hard to understand sometimes. They talk really, really fast, have that accent. So, but you just mentioned tech support scams, but I'm going to go over some of the list, and we'll continue after the break, too. But there's the fake counterfeit merchandise scams, pets for sale scam, grant scams, collection agency scams, house or vacation property rental scams. That's one that's recently come up quite a bit lately. Payday loan scams.
I thought payday loans in themselves were a scam.
They are, and we did a program on payday loans, so that was...
Anybody that charges 300 to 400% interest and gets away with it legally and the banks support them is a scam, in my opinion. Did you all know that the banks loan money to the payday companies and they get 150% interest from them? See, they're not under the same protection laws. So, and the payday loan people somehow have gotten all this through, and the government's approved it. Shame on the people that have done that. So there are all kinds of scams. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to show you, not only tell you about them and how to recognize them, but we're going to tell you how to stop this. Now, LifeLock, ID Guard, they aren't going to stop it. They can't stop it, okay? But there is a way to stop it after it happens. And we're also going to tell you that if you want to talk to us on the show here, you can call us and join in. And that phone number is 866-472-5787 is the call the show number. And that's, once again, 866, an 800 number, 472-5787. Yes. Now, if you need help from First Stone Credit Counseling, that number is 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188. And after the show, you can call. During normal business hours, we're in the central time zone, and get some help. Well, we're coming up on the break, and let's see. We're going to go there in about 15 seconds. You got anything else to say here before we go to break?
We're going to come back with more list of scams, types of scams, and talk about those.
And we're going to tell you what to do. So we'll see you in about 3 minutes.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Darn, my credit report and risk scores are still a nightmare. It's even worse since I hired a credit repair clinic. Where can I turn?
Hi, frustrated with credit repair scams, credit counselor collectors in disguise, and those so-called credit bureaus, and maybe some third-party collectors, there's still one company, perhaps only one in all of America, that can actually get you out of credit trouble. But I won't tell you unless you buy me lunch.
Buy lunch? Oh, my bad credit and risk score is dragging me down, costing me a fortune and lost opportunities. You get your free lunch.
The only person to ever take the credit bureaus to real financial task founded First Stone Credit Counseling. First Stone is a U.S. Treasury certified consumer advocate nonprofit with a 501c3 certificate. Call them when you need help. 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or visit their website at firststone.com. FirstStone.com. FirstStone.
Dance Talk Radio has come to Voice America. Join host Tracy Marciniak and her celebrity guests every week for a show that takes you inside the world of dance. What's it like working with stars like Katy Perry and Taylor Swift? The experts share their stories and the behind-the-scenes secrets. Plus, inside tips to become a better dancer, instructor, or studio owner. Dance on over to the Voice America Variety Channel every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific for Dance Talk Radio.
What can you find on Get Real Radio? Well, quite honestly, who you really are. Join host James Robinson each week for a program designed to reveal more about yourself and your world through words of wisdom and profound guests. You'll discover more about the spiritual movement and how it can work with you and alert you to problems you may not be aware of. It will educate, titillate, and enlighten your mind. Get Real Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. This could end up being the best time of your week.
Follow us on Twitter at Voice America TRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's Voice America TRN.
All right, we're back, and you are listening to the weekly call-in Consumer Fight Back Show. I'm your host, Bruce Danielson. JD is with me, a lady with opinions. You can call the show and join in if you have any questions or comments about what we're doing. And that phone number again is 1-866 472-5788. 1-866-472-5788 is call the show, and we'll put you on the air, okay? What we're talking about today is the scams and fraud that are going around everywhere. It's just rampant. In fact, they say people like the FBI and people that are in the know say that everything you see on the internet, 30 to 50% of it is some sort of a scam. Yes. Now, one of the bad things about that is one of the scams is a thing called the ripoff report. Yes, this is a guy named Ed Magison out of Arizona, and we got a call about him since we put some information out about him, and somebody put something on the ripoff report about us years ago. Somebody who got ripped off on the ripoff report themselves. This guy was out doing information on collectors, and the collectors got together with their organization and published something about this guy, John Hibschweiler, on the ripoff report. Now, John had made a lot of money beating up on creditors, collectors, and published a couple of books, so he was able to hire Ripoff Report for a rumored $80,000, and they surprised, investigated him, and said, hey, he's a good guy, and started publishing this. So when you run across some things like Yelp, Ripoff Report, and there are several others, watch it, because a lot of these things, they may not be as bad as Magison, and I actually have a copy of his prison photo. Yes, years ago. And there's a guy that used to be his chief of staff who found us. His name is Michael Roberts. And he has sued him and won millions of dollars. However, he's out of the country. He's in Australia, I think. But he used to be this guy's chief of staff. So anyway, and this guy has a law firm that helps him. And they've made millions with extortion. Now, they were able to get away with that on the internet, whereas if you weren't on the internet, you'd have a hard time getting away with it. But there are ways, and First Stone Credit Counseling knows how to do it. In fact, they are famous, or we are, for having bashing the credit bureaus millions. Millions in a lawsuit because they have a system that's flawed. Yes. So if you want to get out of trouble, you really should join the People's Credit Bureau. If you're a single person, it's $200 a year, and they watch over your credit. If you're a married couple, it's not double. It doesn't cost twice as much, but it's $300, and you could actually pay it in monthly. But that brings up another subject, debit cards versus credit cards, right, J.D.?
That's true, and we did a show on that, so I can go into looking at our website and click on that show.
Which is firststone.com. You can go to firststone.com. So, if you need help, no, it's not free, but it is installments. Incredible situation is 97% of the people have paid us out, and they're happy. The other 3%, unfortunately, had more trouble, like lost their job. Worked for somebody that went broke or laid them off, or the economy crumped. A lot of problems around, aren't there? So anyway.
Okay, well, we're talking about fraud and scams. And so just yesterday, we received a call from one of our clients that had received a call on their voicemail, okay, that there was check fraud that they were involved in, and that there was a case number, and they left the case number on the voicemail, and that it was very urgent that they call back. Well, of course, fortunately, our client knows to call us when things like this happen. So what's going on here is a very smart scammer that wants you to call back and said, well, you know, this has to do with a check, so I need your account number. I need to verify that you really are who you really say you are calling me back, and I need your Social Security number, and on and on and on. So they can really trick you into giving you that number and all that information. But the banks are not going to call you on leave a voicemail. They're going to send you something in the mail. Or if they do call you, they're going to ask you to come into the bank that they need to discuss something with you.
Yes, they are smart enough, the banks. We talk to several of the banks. We get along with the banks, even though we don't always agree with a lot of things they do, and we have beat up the banks a couple times. But quite frankly, the banks pay better attention now, and there is an incredible amount of internet fraud. We know some people that handle that, and the banks have just come to the conclusion, kind of like the United States government, that the only way to do it is you're going to have to stay ahead of them. See, what happened is this country really created the PC, which is a wonderful, wonderful device, and then the guys that made all those wanted to sell more of them, so they introduced them to the rest of the world. Yes, and there is no way to stop all the scams. So they brought you more money for themselves and brought you the ability to go somewhere else. But you can get scammed by these people in other countries. And some of our own companies are so tight, cheap, greedy, that they hire people in other countries to do their collections and things. Yeah. So you got a big, bad problem here. So you got to be really careful. That's why, you know, you have things like Norton, PC-Matic, some other things, but these guys, for the little bit they charge, are not able to do a heck of a lot either. So there are all kinds of things. You just need to be careful. What you really ought to do is join First Stone Credit Counseling's, the People's Credit Bureau, which also has the title Consumers United for Economic Equality. Spells the word Q. So you can be Q'd in, okay? Now, what do you get along with that? Well, you get credit evaluations that will tell you exactly where you are. You can call up if you think you've been scammed, and we'll tell you whether you have or you haven't. And we will also have a car company You may not realize, most of you out there, that Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, it's called, about 5 million people with the suburbs, is the auction capital of the United States. There's 16 auctions here, and 65,000 to 70,000 cars are sold at auction every week. Yeah, why buy a new one if you can get a near new one for 35 cents on the dollar cheaper, huh? That's just about new. Who knows? Because what happens with cars? You drive it off the lot, depreciates. Put your money into something a little better, like a house. Mm-hmm. So anyway, watch out for those things. So you get an opportunity, you can buy a car at real reasonable. And also, we are connected to people who do mortgage loans. And we are getting ready to put together an insurance policy that will protect you from just about anything that can happen. Mm-hmm. And we are able to figure out who will pay you and who won't, even if they got in credit trouble. So it will speed up the situation. In fact, First Stone Credit Counseling has U.S. Treasury approval. A lot of people don't understand how this actually works. So in the after the next segment, we're going to go into credit repair, right?
That's right, the credit repair scams. Now, right now, though, we're going to go back to tell you more of the scams. One of the you know, right now we're in tax season, and that is a very, very popular tax refund scam. So if you're doing your own taxes, be careful about that, because these guys are really very adapt to being able to go in and get that refund, and then you've called the IRS and say, you know, I didn't get my refund, and the IRS is saying, well, I've already paid you. We sent it out on such and such a date, and so there you are. Now, there was one guy that followed up on that in February. He called about his refund, but it was August before the IRS could really get back to him with, you know, finding out after they did their investigation about this. So that's really, right now, one of the things that you really need to be watching out for. Some of the other scams, these are really interesting, like pay me now for the repair or I will go elsewhere, the repairman says, okay? Or it says, we can clean pipe your car to pass the smog inspection, okay? Confirm the flight reservation that you did not make. We've had that one on our email many times. Like, you know, call and confirm your Delta Airlines flight information, and we didn't make one. Okay, or they'll say we'll remove the virus from your computer that we found only for $100.
Right. So there are scams after scam. So the situation is, we're going to go to break here, and when we come back in 3 minutes, we're going to tell you a whole lot more. So take it away.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Credit stressed? Need credit repair? The Federal Credit and Business Police, the FTC, state they've never seen a legal credit repair clinic. If those so-called credit repair and debt negotiator illegals are not smart enough to get legal, what makes them smart enough to solve your credit problems?
Hi, I'm Bruce Danielson, founder of First Stone Credit Counseling, the one company that is U.S. Treasury approved and competent to do credit file restoration. We're not collectors in disguise or consumer ripoff artists. In fact, First Stone is a consumer advocate credit file restorer with a U.S. Treasury 501c3 nonprofit certification who has resolved thousands of credit problems over the last 18 plus years. First Stone can put you back on track to financial freedom, and you can start right now by calling
First Stone at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Or check the website firststone.com. That's F-I-R-S-T-S-T-O-N-E.com.
If you are interested in real estate in America's largest city or anywhere, be sure to listen for Good Morning New York, Real Estate with Vince Rocco. Although our focus is on Manhattan and other real estate markets in and around New York City, we'll have plenty of information that will help you successfully buy, sell, and close a transaction no matter where you are in the world. Good Morning New York, Real Estate with Vince Rocco can be heard every Tuesday at 9 a.m. in New York, 6 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel. There are over 140 million products manufactured worldwide. It is impossible to know the ingredients in these products, especially those made overseas. Stan Salat, creator of the HSF Mark and the Counterfeit Mark Alliance, is the host of People to People, working together for your safety. Stan believes in our right to know the type and amount of hazardous materials in consumer products and whether they are counterfeit. Find out how you can protect yourself every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Hello and welcome back. You're listening to the live from our studios in Dallas, Texas, Consumer Fight Back Report, a radio talk show, a live radio talk show. And for anybody that just tuned in, we are talking about scams, consumer scams. We're consumer advocates. That means we want to see the healthiest American citizens, what's spoken of as the middle class for the most part, since that's where most people fit. But we're in the business of helping anybody, rich or poor, in between. Get out of credit trouble. If they want to get out of credit trouble, call us. Now, when some of you are probably thinking, why not the scammers call? Well, scammers call once in a while, but we are extremely experienced and extremely good at picking out scammers. Yes, and beating up on scammers. Many times we turn the tables on the scammers, and the scammers pay money for their evil deed. Isn't that great?
That is great.
Now, if you want to call the show and be a guest on the show, you can call 866-472-5788. Yes, 866, it's a free call, 472-5788. And Justin will put you on the air, and you can quiz us, tell us about something in the consumer advocacy. We work for our sponsoring advertiser, which is First Stone Credit Counseling. And First Stone Companies comes from the biblical. Yes, actually, if you're without sin, you can cast it. And there are some extras around, maybe, or we could make a bunch, and you could have one on your desk. It's engraved, ye without sin may cast the first stone. A lot of people throwing the stone, aren't there?
Okay.
It shouldn't be. Someday they're going to have to talk to the actual creator of that. We're just the caretakers, the president
okay.
wants.
One of the things that we want you to know, too, is that the Federal Trade Commission, or we talked about FTC, is what we call them, wants to hear about your scammers. What you are experiencing. So if you have a complaint, you can actually go on their website, you can call them, and they're at area code 202. They're in Washington, D.C., area code 202-326-2222. You can also go to ftc.gov. They have forms on their website that you can fill out for different categories of where you feel like that they need to know. And they want to hear from you if you are experiencing scammers or theft or things that, you know, that concern the consumers.
Yes, that's why you need a pencil and a piece of paper when you're listening to us. Area code 202, that's Washington, D.C., as J.D. said, 326-2222, or FTC.gov, and there's some other organizations. There's the Attorneys General of your state, and they have a trade association National Associations of Attorneys General, known as NAG. They will nag you anywhere. Isn't that great? Yeah.
Okay.
So you can go. I think it's nag. Is it org?
Probably org.
It's probably org. We'll have to look that up. If that doesn't work, try com. And we should have that on our list of things here. Also, there is the Consumer Financial Protection Agency. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's a bureau. And Elizabeth Warren from Oklahoma, former poor girl that went to college, got a law degree, became a Harvard professor, now a senator from, I think, Massachusetts, was thinking of running for president, but she got shamed these people into doing it. Yes. And they do a wonderful thing. We actually blow the whistle. We're whistleblowers for them. And there's a number you can call to be a whistleblower. It's 855-411-2372. 855-411-2372. Leave them a message. They're open from about, 8 to 8?
Yeah, 8 to 8. So even after work, you could
Is that call. Eastern time?
That's Eastern time.
Although they're in Iowa City, Iowa. Maybe that's Central Time.
Maybe that's, I believe that's Central Time.
All right, if you don't get them the first time. But if you have any questions, call for Stone Credit Counseling, 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188. Now, one of the things we should mention is that if you send enough clients here, you can win a trip for two to the Caribbean. Includes the airfare, two nights and 3 days. And, of course, they're hoping that you will say, wait a minute, this is so nice. We'd like to stay a week. Then the price at the hotel goes up a little bit, but it's still a heck of a deal. So 972-235-1188 if you want to get some professional help. Now, excuse me, when it comes to credit repair, what do you have to do to be legal, J.D.?
Well, I want you to tell them about CROA. You know, CROA is C-R-O-A. What does that mean?
The Credit Repair Organization Act. It is one of the sub-laws under the Consumer Credit Protection Act. There are actually laws to protect you. But you're going to have to know a little bit about it and think of them. That's why you want to belong to First Stone Credit Counseling's the People's Credit Bureau, which is a separate corporation. It's a cooperative. Yes. First Stone Credit Counseling is a Texas nonprofit corporation with treasury approval and an IRS certification as a 501c3 nonprofit. Tax-exempt company. But the People's Credit Bureau is even better. It is a co-op. It has all the privileges of nonprofits and for-profits. Yes. So it can do a whole lot of things for you, and there is a fee, but it's a heck of a lot cheaper than trouble. And if somebody steals your identity, they'll actually get you out of trouble. And oh, this LifeLock million-dollar deal is a scam. They got a million-dollar policy for all of you. Good luck. I'm collecting on that. Read the fine print. Read the big print. What a scam. I just can't understand why these people keep promoting it, except they make so much money because they don't do anything that they pay an incredible amount for getting somebody signed up. Yes. The credit bureaus are supporting them because out of the $120 you're going to pay a year, they're going to get 20 or 30% of it, I hear. Wow. Well, you can do that if you don't do anything, right? Yeah. Well, if you got 3 million customers and $120 a year, how much is that? Wow, that's a pretty good scam, isn't it?
That's lots of money.
Yeah, that's the problem. But they can't do anything for you because you have to do it. Yes.
Well,
you are the one.
Okay. We're talking about credit repair scams, and you hear a lot of companies advertising legal credit repair. Well, how do I know that they're a legal credit repair?
Okay. The only way to be legal credit repair is to be U.S. Treasury approved, to have a state license, and Texas will license you, but you are not legal with the feds unless you get the U.S. Treasury's Inspector General to give you an approval. And there were only 24 ever. This all happened back in 1996, 97. These guys don't even know. They just know they know more about it than the people that are in trouble. Okay? So, there are two left. First Stone Credit Counseling and the Credit Bureau's buddies, who are huge, but are not your best friend. No, they are out doing what is good for the creditor. It sounds like it's good for you. It's better than staying in trouble, but it's nowhere in the leagues of what First Stone will do. First Stone gets most of its people out of trouble in 2 years or less, whereas the CCCSs are sometimes as long as 15 years. Yeah. And you're going to pay them 125%, whereas you might get out of the thing for 20% or 50%, maybe nothing. Yes. So that's what you need to do. You need to go to First Stone Credit Counseling. Join the People's Credit Bureau, 972-235-1188.
This is another area, too, that the FTC would like to hear from you. If you have had a bad experience with a credit repair company, they would like for you to report that to them. And we just did a show last week on the different types of operations that the FTC provided to close down some of these companies, like some of these credit repair companies, like Operation Clean Sweep and Operation Eraser. So, they want to hear from you. So don't be too shy about calling.
Yeah, and a lot of these watchdog groups are saying, well, you can do this yourself. Let me tell you, unless you know all the rules and the criterion as to how things work, you cannot do it yourself. Doesn't mean you're not smart, but it's hard to be a PhD at everything, and that's kind of where you have to be, see? Okay? So anyway, we're closing in again on our last break, and then we'll be back for about 9 minutes. And during the last 3 minutes of that, we're going to tell you about a strawberry, and we told you about some raspberries. So take it away. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
Your favorite Voice America Talk Radio Network shows and hosts are in your car, outdoors, and wherever you need them to be. Listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Have you ever noticed that credit bureaus are not very consumer-friendly? The sad truth is they're about 99.9% credit collector and lender-friendly. However, without consumers, credit bureaus have nothing to sell. Period. Speaks volumes, doesn't it? Something new has just arrived on the scene. It's the People's Credit Bureau, a truly consumer-friendly and consumer-fair credit bureau. And it's not just selling bad news like all those three other systems. Fact, consumers can join the People's Credit Bureau Club now. Here's a sampling of some benefits you'll receive. 1. A credit guard service. 2. Fast-track credit restoration with correction and file cleanup. 3. A shield and sword attorney network. 4. Credit realities educational courses. And there's much, much more. The People's Credit Bureau even has the power to certify or guarantee to creditors that you will pay your tab no matter what. Join up today and call 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com. That's 972-235-1188 or visit thepeoplescreditbureau.com on the web.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago?
No!
Are you aware that America is fast becoming a two-class society, the haves and the have-nots? The haves who control big business and call themselves elites. They use credit reports along with credit risk integrity scores to brand the have-nots and to widen the gap. First Stone Credit Counseling and the People's Credit Bureau are fighting back. When you join First Stone Credit Counseling, you'll also receive a membership in the People's Credit Bureau. Your first benefit is a personal credit file evaluation with FICO risk scores, letting you know where you fit in today's credit society and what you must do to avoid have-not status. That's just a start. To learn more, go to firststone.com, FirstStone.com, or peoplescreditbureau.com, or give us a call at 972-235-1188. That's 972-235-1188. Join up today and protect your tomorrow.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to the Consumer Fight Back Report live from our studios in frozen North Dallas, Texas on February 24th. And we've got about eight and a half minutes left here in our last segment. And then we're going to go to the berry corner, raspberries and strawberries. Strawberries are good. Raspberries are not so good. Okay. Talking about fraud, watch out, it's everywhere, and you need to be real careful. You need to join up with a whole bunch of us that have united under the People's Credit Bureau. Yes, if we all join together and spend a little money on kind of like an insurance premium, $200 a year if you're a single person, $300 if you're a couple, and you can even get your money back by referring people. It's set up that way, and you'll save a lot of money by staying out of credit trouble, not getting ripped off, and winning some vacations. Also, buying a car cheaper than you can anywhere else with warranties. There's a it's looked over, and there's a warranty on the car, so that if something happens, it doesn't cost you anything. And there's what's coming down the road soon is cheap energy compared to, you'll be able to get off the grid before it's too late. You want to punish this country? Hey, you come in here like ISIS or Al-Qaeda and you blow up the power plants. Yeah. Now, if you seriously damage the already fragile, they'll tell you, grid, wow. So you see the problems? Okay. So you want to watch out. And you want to watch out for these things that are too good to be true. There is a way, though, for us to unite and fight back. Right, JD?
There is. And so one of the ways is to really be very diligent about everything that you do, signing contracts, taking telephone calls on your home phone. You know, really be on guard because it is everywhere.
Yeah. Now, the internet, wow, boy, is that convenient. Is that fast? Man, is that slick. But getting out of trouble after you've fallen into one of these traps is, oh, boy, is that lengthy? Is that expensive? Is that, it's not worth it. It isn't worth it. There are some things the internet isn't going to do for you. So what you need to do is wake up, join us. Join our friends, and we will protect you. Everybody in this country is not in as big a hurry. Yes, we'll go fast anyway, but you won't go a lot faster if you don't have to back up lots of steps and fix the things you allowed to happen. So watch it. You can do it yourself, but if you make a mistake, you're not going to have somebody to get you out of trouble. We're going to tell you about something really wonderful in the berry corner, and it is called U.S. and Texas Law Shield. The state of Texas people came up with something called Texas Law Shield. And now it's all over the country. And it was specifically put together for those people that wanted to protect themselves. If you want to protect yourself and you have a gun, and a lot of women, after some of the things that happened recently, have gone out and bought guns and learned how to use them. Why? Well, these people pick on the women in the parking lots at the shopping malls. Yes. And it's bad. And so now, if you have a gun, or maybe you just want some pepper spray or mace, or both. Anyway, U.S. Law Shield, Texas Law Shield, here's the phone number. Join them. If you get yourself in trouble, because there's a lot of people don't like this, particularly the crooks don't like it, but they're not turning their guns in. It's kind of like that guy says, what's the protection, what kind of protection do you have against a criminal with a gun? It's a good guy with a gun. I can assure you that's true. Anyway, that phone number is area code 877-448-6839. 877-448-6839. And you can tell them that you heard it on the Consumer Fight Back Show. Or give them code BJD2015. BJD2015. Yes, and that will help you. Now, there's a lot of people out there doing, what do we call these shows, infomercial shows?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this guy, Montel Williams, is not a good guy, or he'd know better, nor is Rudy Giuliani. He said some interesting things that are probably correct about the president. But, on the other hand, he's out supporting LifeLock, which is a scam. Yeah. So, how good is that? Well, somebody needs to tell Rudy, you need to be consistent, Rudy Giuliani. I don't think Obama's doing everything he should for us, by far. But we're not into the politics very much here. But I can tell you that if you're going to holler about that, you ought to know that this thing is not the best. They cannot stop identity theft. And you can stop it after it happens, but the credit bureaus are going to stop it best for you. Yeah. And the Federal Trade Commission. And if you go to the Federal Trade Commission, FTC.gov, it's free. In fact, First Stone Credit Counseling will help you do it correctly, because it is a little bit confusing. There is a little bit of confusion, but you're going to save $120 a year, which will help you pay for First Stone Credit Counseling, who's also going to pull a complete set of credit reports on you. Yes, and give you an evaluation that will tell you what the scores mean, all kinds of stuff. And believe me, that can be worth thousands. Because if you have credit trouble, you've got serious problems. You do. Remember to call our sponsoring advertiser. We're winding down the show here during the week. 972-235-1188. 972-235-1188.
And give us a call if you have any concerns about phone calls you've received, letters you've received in the mail, emails. We can, you know, we can talk to you about that and dispel a lot of that for you. Okay, some of these people that have had identity theft have spent as much as $10,000 getting their life back together, and sometimes it can take as much as a year to 2 years to get back on track. And so it's something that you really need to pay attention to and be aware of.
Yes, and there are even examples where $10,000 is a drop in the bucket to what it's cost some of them. Some people, about 12%, have even been served by the cops or the police with a writ, show up with criminal writ. Anyway, we're coming down the end here. We got about 15 seconds left. So we're going to be here again next Tuesday at 9:02 with Joshua. Right?
And yes, and you could reach us at 972-235-1188. We would love to hear from you.
All right, we'll see you next week. Bye.
Bye-bye.